Good day, journal. People, I like credit cards. Secure to black. Some take full advantage of the Creator's offer to live life to our max from unlimited God-given ability. Others self-sabotage all the possibilities the Spirit makes available. Which will it be? A secured or black card? A secured or black card? Which card are you? Our choice of life is to exist as if we have a maximum of whatever we can afford to deposit. 2. Living wild and carefree with an unlimited credit line where life has no earthly limitations. Daily, you get to choose to live as though you are one with a poor credit score, subsequently denied credit, or like those with an overabundance of riches who continuously receive more free stuff. The credit line symbolizes our mind, body, and soul condition. It is like the parable of the talents. Will the source gift you more time or admonish you for not being fruitful in multiplying your talents and gifts? Your mind, body, and soul are talents. I wonder how the masses would score if the mind, body, and soul received a credit score. I wonder how those you love and adore would score. Would theirs and your score be close to perfect, or would it indicate in the eyes of God that their and your credit is wanting? Yes, it would be fascinating and no doubt quite telling to see how we would fare if the divine calculated the score of our heart, mind, and soul each day. The heavenly computation might be the thing we need to become better humans. The celestial calculation could be the requisite push for people to finally love their neighbors as themselves. A God-ordained scoring system would finally motivate us to learn how to love ourselves. Unlike the score credit reporting agencies provide, this score would not have any bearing on or connection to wealth or privilege. It would assess your heart, mind, body, and soul's most authentic eternal treasures, things that do not rust or moths destroy. This score would likely find those with black card privileges the least worthy of the infinite's credit time, grace, and mercy extension. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. It would ultimately be amazing to see how things would play out if daily, for example, the outward expression of thanksgiving and appreciation for the temple were scored based on how it looked and functioned. What would your temple score be today, based on how you appear naked in the mirror? Would you be a mansion with many rooms, or just a condemned home hiding in its pathetic state by the window drapes? So many folks live this way. We are deceptively pretending to be at our best, daily hiding the truth behind the clothes draped over our unfit and unhealthy bodies. Today, you are not at the weight you proudly describe yourself as. 160 pounds of twisted steel covered in premium, some sweet, gooey, melt in your mouth, not in your hands, hot, dark, sexual chocolate. You are not. You're close to 170 pounds because you ignored what went into your body. You forgot that you cannot beat a poor diet with exercise. Incontrovertible is the statement. A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. Still, you could easily say, look at my peers. I'm far better than any of them. You can mistakenly find solace in that so few of those who love and adore you show that they genuinely love themselves in word, health, and fitness deeds. They want you to love and adore them when they don't love themselves or their maker enough to raise their health and fitness standards. People love to turn you into their emotional hostage. They hold you captive and take away your ability to tell them the truth about how their temple appears to you. We have incredible gall to expect or require anyone to love a version of us that is not our best. Such expectations on the level of having a despicable credit score and thinking we are worthy of a black card. A person with the credit worthiness of a secured card would never reasonably imagine anyone would ever extend a black card-like credit status to them. But unhealthy and unfit folks, well, we act utterly opposite. We dare to think we deserve the benefits of a great life, an expanded lifetime, a longer lifeline, and the desire and interests of another. But it's an unreasonable and unwise proposition. There is no reward for doing less than our best, and we get no favor for showing up in a metaphorical bodily credit unworthy shape. Stand on the scale, seriously. Get your ass on the scale right now. Look at that number and be honest. That's different than the number you need. If you tell the truth and shame the devil, you will admit it's not the number you want to see. You want to be in the best shape you have ever been, the best shape anyone has seen you in. You want to dazzle those who won't put in the work to look and feel their best. And all people, especially those known as the strongest, healthiest, and fittest, you want to remain one of those beautiful people. Why would being in the best financial shape mean more than being in your best physical shape? What would dings in your credit history mean more than the extra interest causing the stretch marks around your waist? Why would you give so much time and energy to having the total amount of credit available extended to you, but care so little about how much flab is available to squeeze or how your entire stomach extends over your pants? I think you better get it together. You better come to grips with the terms of your relationship with God and those who love and adore you. No different than the companies who extend credit to you. Those who love and adore you today do not have to give a damn about you tomorrow. Love and adoration, like credit, can be reduced. Taken away in the time it takes for your weight and fat measurements to flicker on the scale, all affection and esteem can be gone. The source measures you daily, whether you want to get naked and stand on the scale or not. Folks similar to Experian and TransUnion see you for who you are. If you look and feel your best, they will want to extend more time, energy, love, and affection to you. But if you don't, do not be surprised if you find yourself living like one with fewer resources than one living life just as you always imagined. You have an unwritten but everlasting contract with the Creator. The temple is yours to make God look good and to show others God's greatness. You can magnify your Maker or make the divine appear less appealing. Today's choice is the same as yesterday and will be again tomorrow if you get a new day. Will you exist in mind, body, and soul as a secured card with only a refundable security deposit, or as a black card, that overly extravagant life without limits?
Reflect and write. Which best describes you? Are you one who takes full advantage of the Creator's offer to live life to our maximum, unlimited, God-given ability? Or are you the one who self-sabotages all the possibility the Spirit makes available? Are you ready to live life as if there are no earthly limitations? Are you open to embracing and being fully present in each moment that you are gifted? If life came with a credit line that symbolizes our mind, body, and soul condition, how would you score? If we pulled up your life credit report, would you be rated excellent, good, average, or below average? Now act. There's good news. Just as you can improve your actual credit score, you can choose to take steps that will lead to a better life credit line. Let's focus on that physical credit today. Nate told us exactly what we are to act on today. You ready? Stand on the scale. Seriously, get on the scale right now. Look at that number, write it down, and be honest. That's different than the number you need. If you tell the truth and shame the devil, you will admit it's not the number you want to see. You want to be in the best shape you have ever been, the best shape anyone has seen you in. You owe it to the Creator, yourself, and those who you love. Congratulations. If today's number is better than yesterday's, that's great. My question is, what is your plan to make sure that number is even better should you get a chance to step on that scale 1 week from today? Make a plan. What will you do to make that happen? Will you eat less, move more, sleep more? All of the above. Getting better doesn't happen by chance. Just like improving a credit score, it requires effort on our part. If you need help getting started, check out NathanielAturner.com to sign up for the 5-day wake-up challenge. Day 2 focuses on mind, body, and soul report. Again, check out NathanielAturner.com to sign up. Now journey forward.